Nolte, Trump's alleged assassin, sent Politico letter claiming he is not a Democrat. By John Nolte on November 26, 2024. Ryan Routh, the man arrested for allegedly attempting to assassinate President-elect Trump in September, wrote to the far-left Politico claiming he is not a Democrat. In an effort to protect democracy, I don't link to fake news. And this Politico piece is really something, a whole new level of fake news. Just when you think the barrel-bottom standards at Politico cannot get any more bottomer or barreler, the disgraced outlet publishes talking points from a man who is not only facing murder charges, but who is alleged to have tried to commit one of the worst crimes imaginable, assassinating an individual who represents the will, hope, and future of tens of millions of Americans. And I would say the same about Kamala Harris had she been a target. It's for that reason that political assassinations are especially heinous. That aside, never in the history of monitoring the corporate media have I ever come across an article as blazingly dishonest as this one. We all know that if you want to know what a story or op-ed is about, the quickest way is to read the opening paragraph, which states the thesis, and the closing paragraph, which summarizes what you've just read. Related: body cam footage shows attempted Donald Trump shooting suspect arrest. In this case, Politico's headline, opening paragraph, and closing paragraph tell the reader that we can't possibly know the motive of this alleged assassin, despite the fact that the middle of the article, where the alleged assassin's letter is quoted at length, makes the motive crystal clear. Headline: one of Trump's alleged attempted assassins sent me a letter. Subheadline: Ryan Routh allegedly tried to shoot Donald Trump. What does he believe? Politico's opening paragraph. The day after the second attempt on his life this year, Donald Trump blamed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at, Trump said. His running mate, J.D. Vance, also blamed Harris and other Democrats. And the question of what motivated the alleged would-be assassin, Ryan Routh, remained a hot topic heading into Election Day. Politico's closing paragraph. In the end, we can't know what may have driven an agitated mind to attempt a heinous act. You don't have to believe Routh based on what he put in his letter. He's not exactly a reliable narrator. But you also don't have to take the word of partisan politicians. The only thing for certain in this polarized climate is that the debate isn't going away. The opening paragraph more than suggests that it was unfair for Trump and Vance to blame all the Hitler fascist dictator autocrat danger to democracy fear-mongering for encouraging two assassination attempts, the first of which ended with Trump getting shot in the face. The closing Politico paragraph laughably claims, we can't know what may have driven an agitated mind to attempt a heinous act. But if you actually read the article and the quotes from Routh himself, the mystery is solved. Routh's letter was written prior to the election, and in it Routh said if Trump won, America should remove the power of our military by the president and place it with Congress before January. Routh added, we must limit all presidential power before Trump seizes our country. Then Routh calls Trump a, wait for it, dictator. In the letter, although Routh refers to himself as Trump alleged shooter, he still compares himself to Thomas Matthew Crooks, the man who shot Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, over the summer. Routh said both he and Crooks were ready to die for freedom and democracy. Routh is even angry Trump pulled out of that terrible Iran deal during his first term. The letter didn't mention Harris at all, admits Politico, and then the article goes right into the whodunit. In the end, we can't know what may have driven an agitated mind to attempt a heinous act. Yeah, we got ourselves a real head-scratcher here. After all, what are we to make of an alleged assassin who parrots the Biden-slash-Harris talking points of dictator and protecting freedom and democracy from the orange bad man? Allow me to put this as plainly as I can. The only proof necessary that some asshole's a leftist is if he writes letters to Politico. Free for the holidays, an autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.